It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
No, we start when I say start.
I'm prepping.
What are you prepping?
Nothing.
You never prep. No, you're probably watching some stupid GIF on Reddit, weren't you?
No, it starts with a P, ends with a hub.
Puppy Hub?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. I love that website. Welcome, everybody, to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock and Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
So we talked about this earlier on in the show with Kiki, because apparently she's got a thing now for old Wild West cowboys.
She likes dirty cowboys.
Dirty cowboys. she would be one of those old-timey prostitutes.
she's like Sarah Silverman in that one movie.
The A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Right.
Oh, my God. You got a little something hanging up. Good God. But, you know, we were talking about the show I've been watching. It's called The American West, and it was like Robert Redford was the executive producer, and I love Robert Redford, so we checked it out, and it was an 8-part series. It was really good, and it focused on like a handful of really notable Wild West figures: Jesse James, Wyatt Earp, Billy the Kid, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, like General Custer. And it was awesome. And it's so weird to look back on that time.
I think about it all the time. It's weird, especially when I see shows like that or the subject gets brought up.
Yep.
I'm like, how difficult. I mean, I guess it would be different if you're living in the time, but knowing what you know now, could you survive?
Yeah. It still had to just even that. I mean, again, maybe you're used to it. That's just life. You know, you got kids working like hard labor jobs. Like, that just was life.
I feel like everything back then was trial and error.
Oh, it had to be.
You know, like, hey, we're going to try this out. Well, you might die, but you might feel better.
Think about moving out west, man. They had no idea when they were getting to. It was all territories.
You didn't know where you're going.
It wasn't state. No, it was uncharted land. I mean, you had like the Oregon Trail and everything like that.
Where are you headed? West.
West. Yeah, you know? I read in a paper that there's this boomtown, which, by the way, they love the phrase boomtown in any Wild West. Oh, it's a boomtown. But like, okay, you could have been living in New York, which, you know, obviously the East Coast got established first. Mm-hmm. You know, the Industrial Revolution took place on the East Coast, and then everything moved west. But you had people on the East Coast that were looking to strike it big. They read about something from a paper that was probably a couple weeks old, the story, if anything. Mm-hmm. They could have went out there and then found the boomtown completely. They called them boomtowns because they usually expanded really fast.
Boom, yeah.
And then they were gone right away. Mm-hmm. You think about all these old mining towns, man. It's such a weird part of our history.
It really is. And, you know, honestly, if you think about it, it wasn't really that long ago. Compared to what, you know, the life of Earth, I should say.
Exactly. When you think about it, the United States is 250 years old. Mm-hmm. 1776, obviously, is when we were founded. Mm-hmm. The Civil War was 61 to 65. Mm-hmm. And that's what they taught a lot of us. Like Jesse James, he basically became an outlaw because he was a Southern boy in Missouri. And he was tired of the Union pushing their. He was mad that the South lost, and he didn't like to answer to the Union and to the North and everything like that. And that's why he became an outlaw. And then you got guys like Billy the Kid, a lot of stuff in the wild. Like, it's so weird that was just common.
Billy the Kid. Didn't they rob trains? Is that what they did?
Jesse James robbed trains and banks.
Right.
Billy the Kid wasn't so much of a rob. Like, he started off as kind of a cattle thief.
Yeah. And then, he was just wanted. Here's what
happened with Billy the Kid. I can give you the whole rundown. So Billy the Kid was taken in by John Tunstall. All right. Tunstall was this guy. Billy was just, he actually got wrangled up while stealing cattle from Tunstall, this new guy who was settling in. Obviously, being a cattle baron was a big profitable thing. So you had these guys out west doing that anyway. Well, Billy ended up impressing Tunstall, and he said, hey, do you want to work for me, or can I work for you? Took him in and became this father figure for Billy. Well, then Tunstall got murdered by this group of like these head honcho, like these people that kind of ran the area, a lot of big businessmen. Mm-hmm. They murdered Tunstall because he was coming in and trying to settle himself in. Mm-hmm. And then Billy sought revenge. And that's so basically Billy got in trouble for murdering people in revenge for John Tunstall, this father figure.
And that's what it was, because some people loved him, some people hated him.
He was
some
kind
people
of,
loved him because he was kind of the he was kind of like the bounty hunter.
Yeah, yeah, he did that. And it wasn't really like he was a man of the people.
Was there a big conspiracy on his death, Billy the Kid?
Like
he was supposed to he supposedly died one way, but then people were like, no, he didn't die. He stayed alive, and then he went under a different name.
No
or something.
One really knows for sure. Pat Garrett was said to have killed Billy the Kid. He found him. He tracked him down. Billy had two amazing escapes. That was the big thing. Is when you look at the shootout where he literally. I mean, there was an armada, mm-hmm. there was an army, and somehow everyone else in the house died. He bolted and somehow didn't get shot.
Yeah.
And then when he was supposed to be hung, he got out after killing two armed guards. Like so, he was a, and then finally, Pat Garrett tracked him down, shot him. Mm-hmm. And, but there's not. I mean, there's no confirmation. Some people say that he wasn't actually dead and he got away again. That actually goes into the next one that we talked about.
Jesus, dude, did you live during that time? How do you know so much about this?
The Wild West and just, you know, any of the old Westerns I absolutely love. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is one of my all-time favorite movies. Robert Redford, Paul Newman. Anyway, well, that was now the other thing when you look at Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And it kind of goes in the same lore as Billy the Kid is they were supposedly gunned down in Bolivia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they developed such this lore, this people on the East Coast reading these old dime store novels, they didn't want the last of the bandits to die because they got shot. What was it, 1906? Well, that was pretty much the end of the West. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were kind of the final ones.
Mm-hmm.
They had their one big train robbery where they used dynamite, and they stole, what was it, they made away with like $50,000, $60,000, which is like over $1 million in today's equivalent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In one run. Could you imagine being an outlaw?
And then, boom, million
with
bucks.
$60,000, yeah, in that time.
And you know what? Back in that day, you could get away
with
it.
Well, and see, the Union Pacific, that's, you know, the Pinkertons, mm-hmm. the Pinkerton gang, fun fact, or the Pinkerton agency, fun fact, the word private eye came from the Pinkertons.
Really?
So Alan Pinkerton developed the Pinkerton Agency in 1850, if you can believe it or not, before the Civil War, and he had this unblinking eye, and it said, "We never sleep." That's where Private Eye came from.
What?
I learned that over the documentary. But anyway, you have all these guys that, you know,
teach me
the ways. But it really kind of was the end. After Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid supposedly got shot down, but again, people wanted to keep him alive, so they said they got away. Then they started having armed guards on these trains with sharpshooters, everything like that. And it said the outlaw is done. And that's as it moved.
Just imagine living in that time, man.
Well, dude, you could literally shoot someone in the street for looking at you wrong. And if it was justified, they're like, all right.
Yeah.
What?
It blows my mind.
What? And then again, too, we were looking, the average life expectancy in the 19th century was 30 to 45 years old.
I'm 33, dude.
Dude, you're basically...
I'm dead.
You're old for your yeah. for your age, for your time.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's just wild seeing old photographs, too, you know, of that time.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of put myself in that time, especially when you see a photograph.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a time stamp.
Yeah.
You know, that happened. That was in 1901 or 1850, whatever.
It's really the a lot of like the older stuff. Like part of that one documentary is they talked a lot about Crazy Horse mm-hmm. and Sitting Bull. And Sitting Bull was a really impressive figure. And how both those guys did. Oh, dude. It's heartbreaking, one, learning about the Native Americans and really how we treated them. One of the big things.
We were garbage.
Yeah, we were. Honestly, we came in and the whole Buffalo thing, the Buffalo Bill got his name because the railroad was paying people
to slay buffalo.
The U.S. government was paying people to go out and kill buffalo, and that was our way of weaning out the Native Americans. We had a population of like 60 million buffalo. At one point, it was down to under 2,000.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, just to get the Native Americans
get them out of there. And that's how Buffalo Bill got his name, because he killed 4,000 buffalo in a span of 18 months.
Jeez, man.
Dude, just stacks of buffalo bones and buffalo skulls. But Sitting Bull was a really impressive figure. He was in the
Well, to end your story real quick,
yeah.
What you told me the other day, we kill the buffalo. Buffalo go north to Canada.
Well, yeah, there's still
Native
some up
Americans
there. Yep.
Follow.
Yep. So. And they go up there. Crazy Horse was one that said, no, I'm not going. I'm staying here. They put him on reservations. He hated that. So started working on an uprising. Oh, man. I could go on and on and on. But the crazy thing is just, it was such a weird time. You know?
Weird time,
you
man.
Had boom towns. You had people looking for riches in the plains and just, in the hills. And
just think about IQ and information. And what's up, Pat?
Pat Moody was out during that time.
Right. And what, you know, the information that you would get back that time. People weren't smart.
You didn't have, well, you
I
didn't.
I mean, you would be, you would.
I wouldn't say, I'm not going to say people weren't smart. I'm going
to
say
it was different.
No, it was different, though. Because, I mean, do you think you could go farm right now without having the internet or any way? You were smart
probably
in certain
not.
Areas. I mean, you had, it wasn't, we now are blessed with the advanced technology of being able to find anything. However, you know what I always
say? We have
more
of a broad spectrum of information.
I will say we know more, but we're not a lick smarter for it. That's the thing, is it was more traits. People still knew how to read back then. It wasn't as common because, mm-hmm. you know what, you didn't necessarily need to read if you were out, you know, plowing the farms. But you knew how to plant crops. You knew how to herd cattle. You mm-hmm. knew how to do all of that. And there were a lot of savvy businessmen. Education became more... prominent.
Simple time, simple mind, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I ever agree with that, because you still had to have your wits about you. I think it was a different kind of smarts. I mean, being able to survive on the frontier wasn't just dumb luck.
Here's my opinion. So, yeah, they weren't considered dumber, but there wasn't enough. There wasn't, you know, like today's, there's so much information in different subjects. Like,
but does that make you? I mean, just because you can look it up, does that make you smarter?
It does make you smarter.
Yeah,
it does, because you know more.
So, but here's,
but it's not their fault, because they didn't have they didn't have a Keith Black Hammy to put together. They don't know that information.
No.
You know, it's just I have more information in different subjects.
In different, of course, because you had it. And then again, you have to understand. Like, there was still,
like, what did they have? They had school, farm, mm-hmm. probably religion,
mm-hmm.
and what else? Maybe a hobby.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
it was simple.
It really, it was in hobbies. I don't know. We're blessed to have hobbies. That was not a word
right.
back then.
Right, yeah,
gambling
yeah.
and drinking was a hobby. That's pretty much it. But you know, like Doc Holliday, perfect example. He was a dentist. That's why they called him Doc. Mm-hmm. He was a dentist. He had a dental trade, but he didn't like being a dentist. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed gambling and whores and shooting his gun more. Mm-hmm. And then he became friends with Wyatt Earp because he had to move to a warmer climate, which was Tombstone. Not Tombstone. What was the other town? Dodge City. So he was in Dodge City because of his tuberculosis. It was better to live in a warmer climate because they didn't obviously have a cure. Mm-hmm. There was no vaccine for it back then, which that's actually what we were. I was going to talk about vaccines today, but we won't get into that. But there's the guy. He was a dentist. You had trades, but it wasn't as much. One, the population was smaller. Two, it just wasn't. It was easier to either be a farmer, which obviously we needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the amount, the cattle ranches, oh my God.
Yeah.
Just insane. You had full-time cowboys. That's where the cowboy term came from, was you had guys who literally, their job was being cowboys for ranches, making sure you took care of the thousands and thousands of heads of cattle.
Just couldn't imagine living in that time, man.
Dude, just dirty.
I mean, I guess you don't know any different because you live in the time you're born in, but...
What I think is really bad, when I really look at the Wild West, a really trippy fact to me, or just way of life, is the whorehouses.
Mm-hmm.
Dude!
Yeah.
These women would just run through guys. And I'm telling you what, the cleaning practices were not like they are today.
No.
Not even close.
No, STDs back in the day weren't curable.
Well, but now they weren't curable. And that's the other thing, too, is you gotta look at STDs, is it was much tighter.
Group.
So unless, you know, you had new stuff in, but also there was, I don't think it was as, I mean,
less
I'm sure
people.
There still was, but yeah.
Right.
But that is always just one thing that always baffles me. It's just these women... What, you got a dirty cowboy coming up off of being out on the range for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
What do they want to do? They want to drink and they want to bang.
Mm-hmm.
And those women, it's not like, oh, no, you need to go bath. It's like, give me your money. Here we go.
You know, the crazy thing, too, is the way people looked. They looked different. Their bodies were shaped different.
It was, we haven't evolved.
Was there such thing, who's a hot girl? Who's a hot celebrity? Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Was there a Pamela Anderson in the
19th? I think there was, but here's the other thing: is we don't have as many photos. If there was a super hot chick, You know, we wouldn't, I mean, I guarantee there was. You know, and obviously the looks do change, but the average height then I think was
like, I'm even going to go say the people from the 70s look different than they do now.
Yeah, but is it trends though or different? I think because think about some of the guys who were Clint Eastwood was born in the 30s. He's one of the most handsome guys mm-hmm. in the, you know what I mean?
Are boobs more perky nowadays than they were in the 70s and the 19th century? I'm going to say yes.
I don't think so. It just may seem that way because you're not looking up saggy boobs online. I think it's all retro. Here's the thing is we haven't evolved in 150 years as much as you might think. It just seems that way because what do we see online? We see women with big perky boobs. Mm. We're not searching for average female bodies. You know what I mean?
Right, it's true.
That's kind of the way I look at it. So, but I'm sure there was some lookers, but also when you're always covered in dirt, you don't have makeup to put on, when your makeup was mercury-filled clay.
God. Yeah, when you couldn't clown yourself up. Yeah.
I tell you what, I would take a dirt-covered frontier woman as opposed to some of these girls with their stupid filters.
Oh, God. Oh,
and they're just caked on makeup. Give me a dirty frontier woman.
Yeah, no filters back in the 19th century.
I'll take that any day, man. Well, because that was the other thing they talked about. Wyatt Earp was, he was like 6 foot, mm-hmm. and he was an intimidating figure back then. He was a big guy. Yeah. I think the average height was probably like 5'6", 5'7", maybe. Yeah. Maybe now it's 5'8". I don't know.
I would have been king.
You would have been. No, they would have been like, look at this freak. You would have been on a side. You would have been a sideshow side freak. The world's
circus.
Tallest man. And they'd be like, da, 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 da. He's hideous.
I'm a monster. I'm a giant. I'll eat you. I'm 6'3".
In a cage.
My God.
I really encourage people to read up. It seems like it's so far gone. But you know what? It was right after the Civil War. 1866 was the 100th anniversary of our country. Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
We went from the Civil War. We went from the Revolutionary War, where we're fighting the Brits and the English for our freedom, mm-hmm. for being our own country, to fighting each other over slavery and mm-hmm. the division of the North and the South.
From Indians to ourselves.
To you know, the Mexican-American War, the Indian-American War. Dude, it's so crazy. If the stuff that happened back then, think about not being able to go to a southern state because you're a northerner and you're with the Union and you could get shot.
Blows my mind.
Dude.
Well, people, that's why I say people were dumb. People were dumb. It's not their fault, but
of course,
you guys are dumb.
To be fair now, we have bullying online, which is ridiculous.
Hey, it's better than shoving a sword into somebody's throat. You know? But then remember, the fighting lines? Mm-hmm. Dude, you get in a line and shoot at each other.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
For God's sake.
I don't know. That might be...
Dude, that the bloodshed in the past
was
unbelievable.
The Civil War was the bloodiest war we've had. The amount of people died, but again, also too, that the other part is so much gangrene, infections. That was the other big thing.
There's reason behind war, obviously, and the problem maybe some reasons that we don't really know. But
that one was pretty ridiculous. The South wanted slaves. The North said no.
Dude. Come on, guys. Yep. Yeah, the amount of bloodshed in the past. I hope that changes. I hope it goes in a direction of you know, fight the robots.
Our country, with all of its benefits, does have a very bloody past. And I think you can say that with every country, obviously. Yeah. You go back even farther, you know,
For reasons, though, if it wasn't a bloody past, man, we wouldn't be speaking English.
No, and you learn. That's why they say history is doomed to repeat itself unless, you know, what's the saying? Anyway, you got to learn about your history in order mm-hmm. not to repeat it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, that I think all of history, and we're still unfortunately making a lot of dumb decisions as a species. Mm-hmm. And if we could just learn, like I always say, everybody love everybody, man. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple. Love your brethren in the South and the North and the East and the West.
Did you ever think about that?
What?
About if we didn't drop a bomb, we might be speaking Japanese right now.
I know. I don't worry about that. It's over and done with. I don't think about that.
Imagine that.
But that's crazy. Well, yeah. And you do. You think about, I mean, you could go back and imagine if Hitler was never born. Imagine if this or that. I mean, there's always. Imagine if the North didn't win.
We could do a whole thing on Hitler.
Yeah.
That's crazy
in
itself.
That guy's bananas, too.
Just people back in the day, man. I think they were bored. I think they were really bored.
I will always say you have this take on, but we're doing terrible things now, man.
We're doing terrible things.
You
now.
Know, it's just it's.
But
it's,
you know what?
We have too much information now.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we can do it like we did back in the day, though. I think the amount of information going around it kind of hinders it.
It does, but dude, there's still mass bombings. There's still shootings.
What's happening in different ways, which are even more scary.
I think for us, what it is now is we have such a influx of information that we don't retain as we don't. There's a ton of stuff going on, but we don't see it because there's so much information coming at us. Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I mean, Venezuela right now is going through a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got protests in the streets. They got tanks in the streets. Mm-hmm. We're not worried about it. We're worried about the Mueller report or whatever. So I don't know, man.
I'm glad I'm growing up in the time. You know, knock on wood. Hopefully nothing bad happens. But I enjoy this era.
I do too, and I think we still got a lot of work to do. I think we're at another turning point in the evolution in the history of the human species.
Just imagine us doing a show on a Thursday morning back in, you know, World War One or World War Two.
Well, they didn't have radio back then, but
they had radio.
1906. World War Two, they did. Yeah, World War
Two. Sure, for sure.
Yeah, you said World War One. I'm like, I think the first one was 1906. Hey, it was still pretty new,
right.
But anyway.
So imagine we're doing a Thursday morning show. We get done with this podcast, and you're drafted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drafted.
Yeah,
we gotta ixnay on the old radio, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And go fight and shoot people that we don't even know.
Yep.
Dude, I still. It's hard to wrap my brain around.
Well, see, I don't think they had the draft in World War II, which is even more impressive that we had that many people volunteer.
You're signing up for that?
Signing up to go over there. It was the same thing with Vietnam. And Vietnam really sucks when you think about being...
Well, you know about Vietnam is what they told everybody is it was going to be like this the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Half the soldiers had no idea what they were going there for.
Well, and Vietnam actually started, the whole thing in Vietnam started back in the 50s.
There was one guy in an interview with some Vietnam show I was watching on the History Channel. He says, literally, I got in the plane, went over, I volunteered. I thought it was going to be welcome. I thought all these Vietnamese people were going to be, hey, welcome to the country. Thanks for coming and helping us. They told him a bunch of bullshit, man.
Oh, yeah.
And so
sure.
They get over there, and all of a sudden, all their buddies are dead.
Yep.
And it's like, holy cow. This is the exact opposite of what I signed up for.
War Pigs, you know, War Pigs is a perfect, the song War Pigs, it talks about it perfectly. Civil War, feeds the rich and buries the poor. I mean, it's our, man, there's so much we could get into. How do we start talking about the Wild West and Outlaws into the government, man?
It's a podcast.
The government, man.
It's a podcast of American history.
Yeah,
how about that?
It's just, it's so crazy. And well, you brought up, you know, where we're at right now. And obviously, we have come a long way. We really have. Even when you think about the 80s, the 70s and Vietnam and everything like that. But we still got a lot to do. And going back to my point of we're at a turning point. We're at a breaking point, I should say, with not only our way of life, with technology, with where we're going to be. If we don't start changing more stuff now in the next decade, I think we're going to really put ourselves in a rough spot.
You think there will ever be world peace?
No, because there's still, with the evil in the world, there'll never be world peace. I think there will be better ways of handling conflict. But, dude, the war in the Middle East, they have been fighting Palestine and... Was it Palestine? They've been fighting over the Holy Land since before Jesus was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be conflict with people. There's people are always going to have different views. I think, to kind of make a silly reference, Iron Man, you know what he talks about? I basically gave you guys world peace. When you have ways to regulate it, but there's always going to be people that are going to try and exploit certain things. That's always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Sucks.
I think we can get... close. I hope someday there is world peace. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also always going to be, I think, that evil in the world. We just need to do a better job.
It's going to take something really significant.
Yep.
And it's either aliens or robots.
Yeah. Well, you'd even think back, going back to the original starting point. You know, we wanted, there was people that had good intentions when it came to the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, our rights or what we wanted were conflicting with the Indians. We thought we were right. You know, and it's just unfortunately that's how it'll be, and maybe someday we'll get to the bottom of it. But I told you, man, everybody love everybody.
Yeah,
and that way we can have super technological sex robots when we all come together.
Because
literally,
nice. Oh god,
I ruined this whole podcast. I did it. We had We had some good points, and then we ruined it. That was fun. I like good, I like riffing about it. And
again, history lesson.
Going back to read a, just find a book on a historical figure. It's just it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Some of the lives these people led. You wouldn't expect it.
Wasn't that long ago?
No, and it really wasn't.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things, in this rock that we're living on, hurling through space. It wasn't that long ago nope. when you really think about it. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for the podcast. This was better than our Kentucky Derby one.
I think so.
There you go. Where that thing's 150 years old. What? All right, everyone. Make sure you explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. And, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. And we'll see you next time.
Adios.